And as you've just heard, next weekend, the Catalyst International Film Festival takes place in Limerick City. It's Ireland's flagship film festival addressing underrepresentation in the film industry. Among the special guests in attendance this year will be the multi-award-winning director and writer Aisling Walsh, who will conduct a director and director of photography masterclass, as well as a screenwriter's lab, 30th of March and 1st of April, the two dates involved there. Aisling's seminal film, Song for a Raggy Boy, has garnered over 30 international awards. She has won BAFTAs and Emmys for her television work, and her film Muddy was the largest grossing Canadian film ever on its release in 2018. We'll chat to Aisling in a minute, but first of all, let's listen to a clip from Muddy, the biographical drama about the Canadian folk artist Maud Dowley. In it, we'll hear Muddy, played by Sally Hawkins, introducing herself to Everett Lewis, played by Ethan Hawke, as she applies for a job.
Oh, hello. I'm Maud Dowley.
Dowley?
Yeah, that's right. It was, I got your ad at the store. Oh, one you posted looking for a housemaid. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm answering it.
Well, looking for a woman.
Well, what do you think I am? So, I walked here from Digby. Wouldn't mind a cup of tea. You can tell me what you're looking for.
There he has Sally Hawkins as Maudie Dowley and Ethan Hawke as Everett Lewis in the film Maudie, and director Aisling Walsh. Delighted to have her join us on the programme this evening. Just listening to that clip, in fact, Aisling, it struck me, you know, when we think of the Catalyst Film Festival and this focus on underrepresented voices in the industry and community, film industry and film community, I wonder, even in your stories, have you a natural inclination towards those underrepresented voices? Maudie, that we just heard there, suffering from a debilitating arthritis and a much ignored artist as well. And then, of course, the hugely important, even when I think about it now, Song for a Raggy Boy, that shone a light on the brutalisation, the brutalising of young boys in the Irish reformatory school system. I mean, it seems as if underrepresented voices are ones that you like to give a chance to be heard.
Yes, funny enough, I was thinking the very same thing just listening to that clip. And I, looking back on, you know, the work that I've done over the years, yes, I suppose, you know, you're drawn to those stories of outsiders and people that don't quite fit into society, who's, like with Maud Lewis, very underrepresented, a female artist at as they were at the time, you know, not well known in her own lifetime. It was only, you know, after she died that people became aware of who she was, and she had a tough life. You know, she had a disability from the time she was a child, and, you know, so yeah, I suppose, you know, when I look back again, the year before I made Raggy Boy, I made a film called Sinners for I think it was BBC4 at the time. That was the story of the Magdalene Laundries and the, you know, women incarcerated there who, you know, whose children, you know, were adopted against their will and so on. So yes, I have. And I suppose with the lovely thing about the Catalyst Film Festival is actually that is their that is what they're trying to do. That's what they were set up to do.
There is on Detra, really,
by Susan Liddy.
Yeah, and what you're talking about here, yes, your stories that you have told in the films have been about underrepresented characters, if you like. But here you're talking about something else. You're talking about underrepresented sections of community within the film industry itself. Talk to me a little bit about your own experience in that regard as a woman coming into the film industry, you know, in the 70s and 80s. Were the battles you had to fight in that respect, Aisling?
Yes, you know, it's I come from that era where there were very, very few women. It's not, and honestly, it's not something that you I particularly thought about at the time. That was the way that the world sort of shut down was. You know, I understood it was, you know, primarily, you know, a male world, you know, as were a lot of things at the time. I'm sure if you went to work, you know, in the bank or, do you know what I mean, as a consultant or wherever it might have been. So it's changed a lot and we've become much more aware of it. I forged my own sort of little path really without thinking about it. Of course, there were probably battles along the way, you know, but you were tough enough to deal with it. Of course, there were jobs that, you know, I probably didn't get because I was female. I mean, a very funny story. You know, I just left film school. I was at the National Film School here in Beaconsfield, and one of the first jobs I went for was a play for Today, as they were at the time. It was just a finishing up at the time, but I went for an interview to direct one of them. And I remember going into the producer's office and he looked up from his desk and he said, "The auditions for Alice in Wonderland are down the corridor." So, you know, you know, things have changed and there are, you know, more women coming into the industry. And that's what this festival is about. I think it's to show, you know, you see the work of other women, you know, Kate McCullough, director of photography now, you know, who you know, did the cinematography on Colleen Kuhn. You know, you see that, so you know a woman can do that. Sometimes we need to see things in order to be able to do them and to be able to tell our stories. And this festival really looks at that underrepresentation in many, you know, in other communities, you know, people, working class communities, people that wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to go to film school but want to make films, you know, all of those things.
And I suppose that one of the questions, though, in the midst of all of that, you know, how do you get to, you know, those underrepresented voices? How do you get to those communities who perhaps aren't moving in the circles that filmmakers would be moving in? How do you I get those people to come out and give them the chance to express what they want to express?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, very careful, you know, advertising, working, you know, maybe going to schools, for example, you know, and going into those, you know, communities if there are, you know, community centres, community hall, you know, where young people kind of hang out. I mean, it's in a way we've got to bring it to them rather than the other way around, and look to those communities and work within them, and you know, try and encourage people to, you know, feel safe in those communities and be able to make mistakes and find their way and find out what they want to do. You know, not everybody wants to write and direct, or people that are interested in photography or acting or, you know, costume design, all of those things. And I think it's, you know, it's us reaching out to those communities rather than the other way around, in fact.
Yeah.
You've got to be a brave person to kind of, you know, cross the threshold of, you know, some of these workshops when, you know, you're from a community that's maybe underrepresented, or you're a young woman and, you know, 18, 19, and, you know, you got to kind of maybe, you know, be a bit braver and a bit bolder and crawl, you know, open that door and step in, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that your job and the job of those in the industry is to say, here's the door is open, we want you to come in, rather than saying, go off and find the door, and if you knock, we might let you in. You know, you need to make it visible to people as much as anything else. You mentioned Kate McCullough and Colleen Kuhn there. It has been an extraordinary year for Irish film, really, when you think about it. Obviously, Banshees of Inisherin is in there as well. Colleen Kuhn and those wonderful Oscar nominations. A rising tide, I'm guessing, raises all boats.
Yes, it does. And, you know, it's a reflection of, you know, the industry and how it's been supported by the government over the last 20 years, 25 years. We're now seeing, you know, the result of that. There are more opportunities because there are a lot more television series being made, for example, in Ireland. We have been for, you know, the last decade, maybe a little bit more, a place to come to, you know, make big television series, some big films too. And all of that, you know, train people in our industry and you know, there's work available and so on we go, you know. And suddenly this year, you know, there are like three or four films that just hit out there, and Colleen Kuhn being one of them, Banshees of Inisherin and the other, some fantastic acting talent. I mean, you think of it, seven Irish actors nominated for Oscars this year. It's kind of, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah, and an Irish
goodbye,
of course.
So now the focus is on us as well, you know, and we have to take advantage of that, you know.
And an Irish goodbye, I suppose, an Irish goodbye in itself telling the story of a potential, of an underrepresented community in some ways as well. How important is mentoring in all of this? And did you have a mentor or somebody that you could look at and say, well, I see her doing something, so therefore I can do that?
No, I didn't, actually. I was at film school in the National Film School of Beaconsfield in the UK. So obviously there were other directors there. There were visiting tutors. I mean, I think one of the people that really influenced me was Bill Douglas, who was a Scottish filmmaker. And I spent a lot of time working with him. But the first set that I went out to was my own. I remember standing on Stephen's Green on the first night that I made my first feature film with, you know, a crew of 65 people and thought, right, you got to get on with it. And that's, you know, I think mentoring is very important because you don't get to make films often enough. You know, you're lucky if you get to make a film every 18 months, every 2 years. So there's often long gaps in between. And I think, you know, I think mentoring is, I think if people can, you know, young filmmakers can sit and talk with people with a little bit more experience, then they, you know, I think that's incredibly helpful. Yeah.
Finally, just before I let you go, can I ask you a little bit about Ethel? This is your latest project. You're back to Canada, where you made Maudie that we heard at the beginning of our chat. You're telling the story of Ethel Clark, a Canadian violinist and conductor who became the first conductor of an all-women symphony orchestra. So this is a real-life tar rather than a fictional tar, as it were.
Yes. No, she was an extraordinary young woman, you know, virtuoso violinist who was trained and were, you know, the period just before and during the Second World War. So, you know, 39 to 45. And she founded a women's orchestra in Montreal because all the men were at war. And she desperately, you know, wanted to play music and give women an opportunity. And again, these women came from all walks of life, you know, from factories, from, you know, houses up in the hill above Montreal, very well-heeled women, you know, all ages, all races as well. I mean, the first woman of colour in an orchestra was in her orchestra, a young woman who was a factory worker. So, you know, again, it's looking at, and these were women at the time who couldn't vote. I mean, the vote in Quebec didn't come in until 1947. Women couldn't vote until 1947. It's quite extraordinary. Yeah. So, you know, she was a bit of a suffragette as well. And, you know, it's a really, interesting story. And I
certainly
think
I'm
linked to Canada, I think, forevermore.
Well, with good reason. But I really hope we'll get to see that film when it comes about, and that we might get a chance to talk to you further at that point, Aisling. But thanks so much for being with us this evening. That's writer.
Not at all. You're very welcome.
Thanks very much, Aisling. Writer and director Aisling Walsh there. And Aisling will conduct her director and director of photography masterclass and a screenwriter's lab at the Catalyst International Film Festival in Limerick City. It goes 30th of March through until the 1st of April. You can get full details of all of the events happening on Catalyst International Film Festival.com. Catalyst International Film Festival.com.